Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Wednesday, March the 27th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. CVP cannot wait 8 years to demand bond payment from a surety company that had underwritten a continuous bond for an importer for goods that were subject to anti-dumping or countervailing duties, according to the Court of International Trade. Back in 1997, Congress briefly allowed new foreign shippers subject to anti-dumping and countervailing duties to post bonds instead of paying cash deposits while they were awaiting a new shipper review. A U.S. surety company underwrote the bond for a Chinese garlic importer in 2002, covering entries of Chinese garlic that were subject to the anti-dumping duties. The company imported many shipments of fresh garlic from China until 2004, when it was subject to a Commerce Department administrative review of an underlying anti-dumping duty order and a probe into its entries. This was made at the request of domestic petitioners. However, the petitioners subsequently withdrew that request, and Commerce rescinded its review and lifted the suspension of liquidation. By law, the importer's shipments were deemed liquidated by November of 2006, and Customs and Border Protection failed to liquidate them within 6 months after the suspension was lifted. Then, 8 years later in 2014, CBP billed the importer for the anti-dumping duties on certain entries, which they refused to pay. So, CBP went after the surety company to get the money, who also refused to pay. CBP then sued the surety in 2020, seeking the maximum liability under its bond with that Chinese importer. The surety argued the government took too long to collect the duties. And the judge agreed with the surety company and said there was an approximately 8-year delay between liquidation and demand for which the government offers no good excuse. That delay was unreasonable and a breach of contract. Now, my former colleague, Randy Ferguson, was the attorney who won this case for the surety. This case was decided on March the 19th, but we lost Randy on February the 5th. I wanted to share the successful outcome of this case in his memory and show that even after his death, he was still a fighter and a very successful attorney.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.